We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we know what happened on Election Day, and now what are the Democrats going to do, and how are they going to do it? To dig into that a little bit and more, we bring in a reporter from the Virginia Mercury, Graham Mumaugh. Graham, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Graham, I meet you outside my polling place on Tuesday. Now we get to talk on the radio today. How cool is that?
Yep, it's a small world.
It really is. The Democrats now have power across the board. I guess the first thing is choosing who the leaders are going to be. How do you see that playing out?
Well, yeah, Democrats are having a closed-door caucus meeting tomorrow afternoon here in Richmond at an undisclosed location. I think they're moving fast to make this decision because, you know, they've been out of power for 25 years. This is going to be the first big decision they make, and they want it to be as smooth as possible. They don't want it to have this messy leadership fight going on for too long heading into the January General Assembly session. So, there are four candidates in the mix to be the new Speaker of the House. I think the front runner is seen as the current minority leader, Delegate Eileen Fillercorn. She's from Fairfax County. She served in the House since 2010. And Democrats chose her to be the minority leader in late 2018. So they put her in position to lead the caucus heading into this high-stakes election year. And I think her case for the job is essentially that she delivered what was expected of her. She traveled across the country and across the state, raising money, helping candidates. So I think that's kind of the strength of her candidacy, is that she was in charge when they did win this majority.
Right.
But she's facing a pretty strong challenge from Delegate LaSharice Eric. She is a young African-American woman from Petersburg who has been in the General Assembly since 2016. And she's kind of pitching herself as a more, transformational leader. She says she's someone who can sort of unify the different wings of the party, the progressives and the moderates, because this caucus is very diverse in terms of, race, age, gender, but it's also diverse in terms of ideology. You've got people who have been there for a really long time, who are kind of used to the old Virginia way, kind of incremental change type of process. And then you have a bunch of, new blood that has come in just in the last couple years who, they sort of see Democrats have spent years working to get these majorities. Let's not be scared of our own power. Let's be bold. Let's seize the moment and, pass the things we want to pass. And also in the mix is Delegate Luke Torian. He is an African-American minister from Prince William, and he's seen as kind of an institutional inside type player. He's been very friendly with Republicans. He holds key seats on committees. He is also in the running to run the House Budget Committee. And then Delegate Ken Plum, who is the longest serving member of the House, he's also from North Virginia, he is in the running. And he is kind of presenting himself as, almost a nonpartisan sort of institutional caretaker, someone who's not there to score points or get revenge on Republicans, just someone who's going to sort of keep the business of the House running smoothly and efficiently.
So do you see it playing out with Eileen Fillercorn, or is it really unpredictable?
I mean, it's hard to predict because, it's very secretive. They don't want their dirty laundry out in public, so not many people want to talk about, the different factions and how things are breaking out or who they're supporting. I think Fillercorn is seen as a front runner, but Delegate Ayer just last night, she released this document that she's calling her 60-day transition plan that is just a very detailed, slickly designed blueprint for what she would do if she was handed the gavel. So it's pretty clear that she has been thinking about this a long time, and she told me a couple of days ago, she wouldn't be putting her name out there. She wouldn't be talking to reporters if she felt that she didn't have a chance because, you know, you, you anybody challenging the current leader kind of runs the risk of, you know, ruffling feathers and maybe losing out on a good committee assignment or just kind of getting excommunicated down the line.
Graham, is the, you know, we're seeing a lot of the progressive Democrats be vocal about, you know, now that we have power, we can't wait. We need to get this change underway. Are there of these candidates, and I think there, are there any that you would, if a one wins, that would be a sign that, oh, the progressives are getting their say already? Are there any that kind of are favored by that part of the party?
I think Delegate Aird would probably be that person. You've sort of seen this kind of activist push behind her kind of build up on Twitter a little bit over the last couple of days. Wes Bellamy, who is the vice mayor of Charlottesville, who's kind of known as a young progressive activist and who's more on the Boulder side, he placed an op-ed in the Washington Post kind of endorsing Delegate Aird. So she definitely seems to have the support of the progressive activist crowd. But she says that she is a progressive, but she's not really firmly running in that lane. She's pitching herself as someone who can speak to both the activist energy and the people who have been around for a long time who are used to sort of the older way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. And before we go, what about the Senate, flipping over to the other side?
I don't believe there is anybody stepping forward to challenge Dick Sasslaw, the current Democratic leader there. And that may be a factor of, you know, it hasn't been that long since Democrats had control of the Senate. So it's less wide open. So I'm not aware of any drama on the Senate side.
All right. Well, and more on your story is at the Virginia Mercury, and I know you're going to be watching a lot more next week. I can't wait to hear the results of this secret meeting that's happening.
That's right.
That's going to be a good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's closed door, and it's, you know, several rounds of voting, so a lot of crazy stuff can happen with that.
If anybody can get the details from that closed door meeting, Graham, you can. We want you to come back and tell us what you find out. All right. Thanks so much, Graham.
Thanks, Graham.
Graham Moomaw, reporter for the Virginia Mercury and News Radio WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.